You've thrown me a little bit because A, you're completely unprepared. B, you tell me you want to do it raw. I can't handle that kind of talk
meant live. It was a quote
at
from,
9 a.m. in the morning, and you were actually here on time, even though you told me you were going to be late.
right. But I stepped in a pile of stuff.
Oh,
No, I'm not.
I don't need the details of your shitty life.
Oh my God. You have no idea. How's your life this week?
Oh man, let's move on.
Okay.
Next topic.
Okay. So what is the topic today, James? I am grossly unprepared, but
I
I
know
think
you
it'll be
don't know
good.
because it's like a joke to you. This is it's, I'm like a joke to you.
No, you're not. Tell me all about Heggie.
No, I want to start off with Warhol.
Okay.
I complain about him a lot on this podcast. It's not that I hate him. I just want to make that clear. I do not hate Andrew Warhol. Is that his name, by the way? We call him Andy, right? But his name's got to be Andrew, doesn't it?
I don't know if it was even Andrew.
I'm going to call him Andrew Warhol from now on because that
Okay.
just sounds disrespectful. But it's not that I hate him. I like some of his paintings. I hate that he's so overhyped now. I don't know if it's safe to say he's the most overrated because our current living artists are overrated as well, and
Oh God, yeah.
they're actually worse. Like I can find some value in a Warhol.
Oh yes.
I dare you to show me something from Jeff Koons or Damien Hirst that even equate to anything that Andy Warhol did.
Yeah, no, I agree.
As far as dead artists, I think he's easily the most overrated. But when put up against the live ones, and it's kind of disappointing that we don't have any great artists that I know of working today in America. I mean, they're good artists. There are good artists working, but like as far as nationally or internationally renowned artists, there really aren't any good ones, I don't think.
No, because most of what we've covered on the podcast have been like these hacks, you know, making invisible paintings, making white paintings, you know.
Well, Koons and Hirst, well, actually Hirst, I guess, is English, so
Hearst
or
went to
British,
space,
he's not
right? Wasn't he the
American,
one
but
that sent
Koons is
us?
American. But the, you know, these are the these are these and the Chinese guy who is also terrible, Wei Wei or whatever they call him, I don't know. I'm not racist, by the way, and but obviously, when you say you're not racist, obviously you're
You are.
racist. Yes, of course. But the internationally renowned artists are just awful.
Right. Maybe it's the state of the times we're living in.
I long
I don't
for
know.
Andy Warhol. I mean, granted, I would have been just as pissed off at, like during the later half of his career when he was more renowned.
Well, I think the later half of his career, like I was talking about that documentary, we really you really should watch that. And like I got the book, we were talking about that.
I'll make you a
But
deal.
the later half of his life.
I'll watch it if you get rid of your dogs.
Oh, I'm ready.
Okay. Damn.
I'm
Just
ready.
have to
I know
watch
you're
it
not going to
now.
get
Oh,
out of
well.
that. No, but the later half of his life, it's like he was chasing the dragon. You know, he had such a wild ride in, you know, the 70s, and then the rest of the time, it really read like that to me. And some were even saying that in the 80s he was riding on Jean-Michel Basquiat's
Right.
coattails,
Yeah, no doubt
you
about that.
know, and perhaps he was. And
Well,
Basquiat, and
he was looking for something.
he was looking for something. He just needed to look to his own talent. The guy, actually, I think he was talented and I think he was bright. And I think that he could have done a lot more. I said that with his art. Once he just started the pop art thing, I don't know. I think the fame in some ways went to his head and he just couldn't get out of the niche that the public put him in.
Oh, that's
And it
nonsense. He
was,
put himself there.
I think, well, he put himself there and then everyone bought into it. It's just my perspective because I really think that his talent could have
He couldn't. I
overshadowed
hopefully, you
anything
know,
else,
when
but
people
he
get
didn't
older,
wrong.
sometimes they dry up. I don't know if played it safe, too safe, and didn't want to reinvent himself because he never, to me, never looked like. And that's my main complaint. It seems like he never reinvented himself. And if you want to be a creative person, you kind of have to do that every now and then.
You do. He could have de-invented himself and just gone back to his roots as a fairly decent sketch artist. I mean, some of that stuff was, I still think of that gallery exhibit I saw of just his youthful work, and it was really moving.
Maybe he is the quintessential American artist, though, because once he gets the fame, he can't, you know, he just focuses on the fame and can't let go of the fame.
That could be.
Prisoner of his own fame.
That could very well be. You know, but
I don't know why we're talking. We're not experts on him. I don't know why.
I know we act like we know Andy Warhol, like we grew up with him, and we just have like every like I've just studied art so long and hard that I can speak like this about him. But no, I know we're such. What the hell's wrong with us, James?
Pretenders. We are pretenders because you know we are professional podcasters.
Uh huh. And YouTubers.
We're professional. Well, that's a bit of a stretch. Just because we're on YouTube doesn't make us YouTubers. Have you ever published a video to YouTube?
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm asking you. Have you ever done
that? No, hell to the no. You have.
God, you are so old.
I don't want anyone
Catherine,
to see me.
Why don't you?
What am I gonna
you
do?
Don't have. There's not a single YouTube video of me where the camera's pointing at me. I'm pointing at the thing that I'm talking about. 100%.
Okay. Okay.
You need to reinvent yourself and do a YouTube video.
Okay.
Otherwise, you're going to wind up all Warhol'd out.
Oh, I am now.
And can you tell your guests to stay out of the podcast, please? I saw her hand switch the light off. It was very distracting.
So what'd you send me to look at that I didn't view on TikTok because I don't trust the app?
You know, you don't trust... Oh, man. I don't... You have three wild animals in your house, but you can't deal with TikTok.
Exactly. Exactly. Let me see if I can pull it up.
Do you want me to give you a minute to do that?
No, go ahead.
Oh,
no,
okay.
we're doing it live.
Right. But not raw.
Not. I don't even know where that came from.
You have a dirty mind.
I didn't think anything of it.
That's exactly my point. You're so dirty that's your natural state.
It just goes right over my head.
As all liberals are. Dirty liberal.
Us liberals. Damn. Libtards. Anyway, okay. Non-secure internet line installed in Heggie's office.
Yep. All right. So Heggie, you know Heggie,
right? Yeah.
We had to go over that a minute ago, though. I don't know why. I mean, that seems like a pretty obvious make fun of him and just call him Heggie. But anyway. Hegseth. Commander Hegseth.
Oh, God.
His office is in the Pentagon because he runs the Pentagon. He's like the boss of the Pentagon.
Yeah,
now,
he is.
Now, I don't know if you're aware of this, but American military is very sensitive about the information that they have.
Mm.
They don't want other people knowing any of their plans
really?
or any of their, like anything that they do. They're very secret. They're a very secretive bunch.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't just run any app you want on your computer at the Pentagon.
Right.
Heggie didn't like that, though. But even though he ordered them to put Signal, the non-secure app, Signal, on his work computer, they literally couldn't because of the regulations and the mechanisms that are in place.
Right.
Block that.
Uh-huh.
So what he did instead, he said, no, okay, I want you to put a non-secure internet line, run a non-secure Ethernet cable all the way up to my office so that we can put Signal on my computer. It's like kind of leaving the door open to the most secure location on the freaking planet.
The door open. Why don't you just take a Mack truck and drive it through the wall?
I guess a door is it's more like broadcasting, like putting a TV camera. I mean, you know, I think I don't remember if I mentioned this last week, but he also had them install a makeup room.
I read that. I read, and then he denied it, and it's just like, are you kidding me?
I'm glad he's bringing masculinity back to the Pentagon.
Yeah, are we winning yet?
No.
That's just egregious, James.
They're just a bunch of clowns over there.
Yeah, it's a clown car.
They're all going to jail. I wonder if that is against the law to do that. I wonder if there's regulations that, I mean, obviously he's skirting regulations to put the Ethernet line in. The Internet. Ethernet is just the cable, right?
Right. So, yeah.
But because there are so many other things to talk about, we can just move on.
But like, just to get back of like skirting rules and regulations, it seems that...
You think he wears a skirt? Are you suggesting that Heggie is wearing a skirt?
No, I'm saying
when you say
skirting,
I know, but you're saying skirting. Is that a new term?
He could. I wouldn't hold it against him. I think it's kind of hot to see, you know, young men in skirts.
Is that
not young men, but anyway.
Young men, no.
No, not young men, but...
Are you outing him on the podcast? Is he skirting right now?
No, I'm not outing him.
Is that a new term, skirting?
No, I said they seem to be skirting all of the checks and balances anyway. And so at this point, who's going to watch them when everyone thinks that all of the shit's okay? They're just down with all of this. No one's going to stop him, even if it is illegal.
Well, here's the thing. I still have this hope that the generals are really serious people.
Mm-hmm.
And I suspect he's being watched over carefully.
Well, Walls just took the fall, but now he's going to be what? Some sort of ambassador?
Is that taking a fall? Falling up? He's falling up again. White men's superpower is falling up.
Right.
Just to put the economy in perspective, now that we have the first quarter reported on, done and reported
on. Oh, God.
On,
yeah, this will dovetail right into my story.
We were supposed to grow as an economy 2.3%, which isn't bad.
Right.
That's pretty decent. But instead of growing, instead of the economy expanding by 2.3%, it shrank by 0.3%.
Uh-huh.
It shrank.
That's
kind of glaring. That has not happened in a while. I think the last time that happened, President Trump was Trump is really good at shrinking the economy. That's like his magic power.
Now everyone's hoarding fucking beans.
I think beans will be okay, I hope.
I don't know.
We can actually import our food. We don't need American farmers.
We don't?
No, we really don't. Food is grown all over the world, and we have enough money to buy it.
Okay.
And American farmers just make the cheap shit.
Mm-hmm.
The reality of it is that American farmers are really good at growing the low-level, low-quality, cheap, easy-to-grow crap.
Like cow corn and stuff like that?
I don't know what cow corn is,
it's
but
like
sure.
The stuff you can't even chew because it's so hard.
Okay. Yes, I actually lived next to it when I was in Minnesota. Literally, the farm next to me, that's what they were growing.
You
they
lived
growing
in Minnesota?
Corn. Yes, unfortunately, for a couple of years. Oh. It was horrible.
It was horrible?
Well, the weather, you don't understand the weather.
I lived in Minnesota. I know the weather.
Okay, but it's unimaginable. It's unimaginably hot and humid in the summer, which is like 3 days. Mm-hmm. And then you have like a day and a half of fall.
Uh-huh.
And then you have 13 months of winter, which is like 40 below.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's unbelievably cruel in the winter. It's unbelievably cruel in the summer. And there are no shoulder seasons. It's just, how can it be that hot and that cold in the same place?
I don't know.
Oh, and then of course, that's assuming your house isn't torn down by a tornado.
Did your house get torn down by a tornado?
No, but I could see them.
Oh.
Funnel clouds. Do you know what funnel clouds look like?
I was in a funnel cloud once.
I know. I'm just saying. It's just I know things that I should not have seen. I've seen things I should not have seen.
And you can't unsee it?
And then the people, some of the people were really nice, but they're, at the time I was there, in the mid to late 90s,
okay.
I got really scared at one point when I realized that people were not being exactly honest with me about how they felt about me. They were very, let's just say they had strong internal lives.
Okay.
They lived on the inside. They never told you how they felt. Like as a New Yorker, I came from a place where
people
would tell you exactly
how they
felt about you. So I wasn't ready for people who were acting like my friends stabbing me in the back.
Are you sure you weren't in South Korea?
Pretty sure that I was in Minnesota.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
Get back to the economy, because this is driving me crazy, and it dovetails with the horrific story I need to tell you about.
Just to continue, just a little bit of synopsis on the current economy. Our economy shrank.
Unreal.
And that's before the tariffs have even really hit.
Okay. Did the tariffs hit overnight?
Jesus. Yes.
Yeah.
Some of them took place on
the
May
1st
and the May 2nd, I think. And to pile on, the U.S. dollar is down 10% over the past 100 days.
So what does
what
that really
over
mean?
Over the past 100 days?
Oh, yeah. What does that really mean, the dollar?
It means our currency is worth less. It's a weaker dollar, which is good for exports if anybody was buying our stuff. But since everybody
hates us right now,
nobody's
no
going to buy
it,
our stuff.
Right.
And we're in trade wars all over the place. So it just means that it's weakened the U.S. Because one of the beautiful things about the U.S., and this is one I don't think anyone in MAGA really understands the value of having the reserve currency. It's, the reserve currency is the U.S. dollar. That's our currency.
Right.
Everybody buys our currency.
Yes.
Everybody wants our currency. That is just an immense well of power for us.
Mm-hmm.
Because it can't be sunk. Like anyone else's currency can sink and go away overnight because the world doesn't count on it. The world counts on the U.S. dollar.
Do you think they still do?
10% less than they did 100 days ago.
And so, 100 days ago. Yeah, we know what happened 100 days ago.
So that's very distressing.
It is distressing.
It's just like a joke. But Trump's like saying, looking at the stock market, which is also obviously down.
Right.
And saying, this isn't my stock market. This is Biden's stock market. Whereas last year he was saying, look at how great the stock market's doing. This isn't Biden's stock market. This is my stock market because I'm coming into office. But so he can claim credit for the stock market when he's not in office. When he is in office, it's not his deal. It's not my market. What? it kind of is now. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I find the hypocrisy of that
overwhelming
enough that I just
I'm glad you brought that up.
I want to check out.
Well, I've had those feelings myself, and I don't see any way out of this.
Catherine, I'm sure a Nigerian prince will show up and save you from all this nonsense.
But they're not calling, James. They're not calling.
They're not calling you anymore?
No.
Okay. I think it's a kind of a bad sign when the Nigerians aren't even calling us anymore.
Uh-huh. They don't call anymore. Do they call you?
No. Ever since I sent them the $100,000, they stopped calling me.
Wow.
Shut up.
Shut up. You're like, I didn't do that.
If I had $100,000, I would pay someone to come and kidnap your dogs. That's what I would do with $100,000, but that's just me.
Oh, my God. I have no.
You have no?
No.
Okay.
No thoughts.
Moving on, I found this interesting TikToker who is a farmer.
Yes.
But not a corporate farmer, like a little farmer, uh-huh. little guy. She made an interesting point about the, you know, we've been in these stupid trade wars before, and she made the point that the South, the southern United States, the ones that, you know, the treasonous assholes
yes.
who broke off from the United States.
Right, right.
Because they couldn't give up their slave people.
Uh-huh.
They started a trade war with England at the time because they were king of cotton and England needed their cotton
right.
to do all their stuff.
Okay.
What they were trying to do, they said, we're not going to ship you any more cotton until you ship us some cannons. Because the South was really very bad at building anything but cotton. And of course, that was the slaves doing that. So they had nothing. Okay. Like, they can't fight. You can't fight a war if you don't have guns. So uh-huh. they were going to force England, because England's very good at that time, was like the king of manufacturing. So they were very good at making stuff. They had more cannons that they knew what to do with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are only so many Indians you can shoot.
Right.
In India with your cannons. I guess that went right over your head, but that's fine. We'll move on.
It did. It did. Explain
okay.
it.
So India and England have kind of a contentious
oh,
history.
Oh, India. I was thinking American Indians.
Oh, you're so racist.
Racist. Okay. That makes two of
just
us.
Okay. You're myopic then. I don't know.
I am myopic. Have you seen my glasses?
So they started this trade war and England's like, no. I don't know. You know about this South. This is England talking
right?
about South now. I guess we should call them South America. The Southerners or South
America? I think the South should be
South,
South
America.
Americans.
We should deport them all.
That would be great.
They said, England said, no, I don't know if you've noticed this, but we actually outlawed slavery, so we don't really want
right.
to support your slavery. So we're going to find our cotton elsewhere. Uh-huh. We're gonna shop elsewhere for our cotton.
Uh-huh.
And in fact, they did. And interesting sub note, that's why we have Egyptian cotton now.
Really?
Literally, one of the places that England turned to was Egypt. So he's like, hey, Egypt, looks like you guys could grow some cotton.
I did
so
not
Egypt
know that.
Started,
I really
started
didn't.
Growing cotton. And, I didn't either. Who would know these things unless you studied history? Like if we had actually gotten a good education in the United States, but
exactly.
we're in the United States, so we're uneducated.
Pretty much.
So I thought that was really funny, though. So the other point, though, is that we never got that trade back.
Mm.
We lost the cotton trade because we started a trade war that we couldn't
mm-hmm.
that we lost.
Mm-hmm.
We never got it back. And the South has never recovered.
No.
Self-inflicted wounds, South. Stop blaming the North for all your stuff.
Right.
You are 100% responsible for all the shit that's happened to you.
Unbelievable. Is your prediction that we won't recover from a lot of the stuff that's currently happening based on the history of the cotton trade?
I don't want to predict that, but it's hard not to see the correlations.
Right.
Which is why it's so dangerous to do this stuff.
It is dangerous to do this stuff.
Don't mess around like this. This is just, there's just no upside. Unless you're selling meme coins as the president of the United States, in which case...
Jesus Christ.
Are you saying he's Jesus Christ?
No! No, I'm
well,
just...
Well, why are you invoking Jesus
I
Christ?
I shouldn't
then?
Have. Just cut that out.
I don't ever cut anything that you say out.
Oh, you don't? Well, I'm worried about this trade war. I'm worried about these tariffs, because you know why? My washing machine broke the other day.
I would run out and get a new one right now.
Yeah, I'm going to order it today.
Yes.
Yeah, it would
but
just...
not from Temu.
Not from Temu. I'm going to get it at Costco.
I would.
Why not? And like, yeah.
100% recommend.
Okay. Would you get their extended warranty?
That I'm less sure of. I would look at the brands and see what their repair rating is. Now, okay. So
I've already done that. I'm going with LG against my better gut. But Lori and I looked, my friend's here from Minnesota. And
against your better gut.
Against
okay,
my better,
well,
not
I
against
you,
my better
you,
gut. But you know, I mean, can, everyone's like, you know, LG is so bad, Samsung. I have a Samsung. This is my second Samsung in less than 10 years, and I'm done.
Why do you think Samsung or LG are better or worse than the other?
Well, we looked on Consumer Reports and they had pretty good, you know. But anyway, I'm just going to go with the LG. I'm going to get a little one. I'm not going with a lot of bells and whistles, and I'm just going to cross my fingers with their, you know, 2-year warranty that Costco gives you plus their return policy. Oh, yeah. I thought I'd be okay, you know, because I'm not planning on, I don't know how long how I'll be in this house, but, you know, maybe I can dodge that bullet.
Yeah, I would juggle it and take a look at it and see if it makes sense.
It's like $90 for 3 years. It's not a big deal.
Is an additional 3 years?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's 5 years out.
Yeah. So that's not bad.
We'll all be dead by then. So that should be okay.
Dead by then. Oh my God, James. Yeah. And then, you know, the same.
And if we're not, clean clothes are going to not be the top priority.
Clean clothes or not. No. Will clothes even be a priority?
having clothes is going to be a big deal at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I was looking at something about like how so much of our stuff ends up in a landfill, and I haven't really.
You broke up.
I know you're really. Yeah, I can hear you. Okay. I just couldn't see you. Okay. I don't know why our connection. I need to update my Mac.
Just relax.
Yeah, I am.
No, it's not your Mac. It is 100% not your Mac.
It's 100% like in CenturyLink.
No, it's probably on my end. I don't know, but it's just, you know, my FaceTime is a bit wonky at times.
Okay. Yeah. So anyway, no, I usually get a pretty good signal except when I'm with you. So.
Signal, right?
Signal. Yeah.
You and Heggy with signal.
Heggie.
Okay, so you probably don't need a new MacBook, but if you did want one, now is a good time to
That's
get it.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know what the price is. If the M4 MacBook Air is still $1,000,
get it.
That's a very tempting offer because that's $100 less than the M3 was. So the prices actually come down for a better computer.
How much like memory did you have?
Freaking amazing. 256? I just take the base. I don't care.
Yeah, because
all the things I have that take up a lot of space, I have on external drives. I have, you know, I have a huge, absolutely huge, the biggest photo collection. I have a really big photo collection that lives on hard drive exterior to the computer.
Okay. You're going to have to help me do some of that because I'm afraid I'm going to lose my photos. I would really hate to do that.
I thought you already did.
Well, I have that external drive. We'll talk offline, but I, you know, if I can come over someday, you can help me.
Oh, God.
Or come over here and you can help me. Once I get...
Maybe it'd be better to take it to the Mac store, the Apple store.
No.
Because they're the experts?
Well, but you know how to do all this shit. Why should I talk
anyway,
to someone else? Go ahead.
I don't know how to do all this shit. Oh. I really don't. I have a limited series of expertise, but if I'm looking at a dead hard drive, there's not a lot I can do.
No, not the dead hard drive. This hard drive. I want to move these because they're all in iCloud now, but I do want to have them on my
if
own.
If they're all in iCloud, then it doesn't matter. Then your computer is irrelevant.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look at the new Macs. I mean, you know, I really don't want to spend every cent of money that I own, but
I totally get that. It's just I am so in love with my M3 MacBook Air.
Yeah.
God damn, this thing is amazing.
Yeah, I have the M1 and it was amazing. It's slowing down. I can see its life cycle disappearing.
I doubt it's really getting any slower. Okay. I think you're probably at that point where it's looking old to you and you want to buy something new.
I think you're probably right.
Just put the old one in the washing machine and it'll make it look new again.
Do you want to hear the rest of my story?
That's my pro tech tip. Just put all your electronics in the washing machine.
Oh, okay.
They'll come out spanking new. It'll wash all the viruses off.
Okay. Yeah. The same day I was driving down the street, something hit my windshield and shattered it.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I don't know what it was. Do you think it was a rock, Lore? No. We don't know if it was even a rock. There's a star pattern. It's fairly nice.
Wait. Did it shatter or did it just crack it?
Well, it cracked it in a very large star pattern.
Okay, those are very different things. Cracking and shattering. When you say shatter, I'm assuming like the whole thing is destroyed.
No, it could be.
States of reality for Catherine. Okay.
But, you know, but SafeLight's coming out soon.
Speaking of Costco, though.
Yeah, speaking of Costco, what?
I don't know what your Costco's like, but my Costco, over the course of the past 6 months, I don't think I'm being crazy when I say this. I think that the volume of customers has gone up 100%. I think there are double the number.
Easily.
Honestly,
no, you're right.
I think it might be over double because a year ago at this time, I could go into Costco. And not all lanes would be open.
Right.
And the lane backup was, you know, maybe a 2 or 3 deep tops with maybe 3/4 of the lanes open. Now I go in by 10:30, all lanes are open and there is a backup of maybe half a dozen people in each line.
Oh,
like they're
easily.
Going back into the aisles.
Easily. Oh, yeah. That, our Costco has always backed up into the aisles on, like, you know, certain days, like the weekend, like Fridays are bad, the weekends are egregious. Like, but I have noticed even during the quote unquote quieter times, because I was telling Lori, I said, you know, I really like to go to Costco now, like after six, like I'll go see mom and then I'll, the Costco is just like right down the street from where she's at. It's nice because usually, and bam, no, it is not. Okay. We were there and it was loaded. But an interesting aside to that, or maybe a tag on to that, is we have a Target right on the corner by our house up here, and their parking lot is really empty.
Hmm.
Really empty.
I do my Costco and then Target right after that, mm-hmm. and they're in the same parking lot. And mm-hmm. I don't know that I've really noticed a decrease at Target. I know everybody's talking about not shopping at Target, and I'm not sure why Target's getting the hate, because they're doing pretty much the same thing everyone else is doing. They gave money to Trump's inauguration just like everyone else did. I'm not against people targeting them and targeting mm-hmm. Target for their political stuff. I wish everybody was a little bit stronger and stood up and had a little bit of backbone. But at the same time, I don't see them really being any worse than anyone else. No, are they any worse than Walmart?
No. It's like Target, Walmart. It's all these places that, well, I never shopped at Target anyway, but it really makes me happy to see their parking lot kind of empty.
Okay.
I think it was the DEI stuff. That's what it was. And mm-hmm. At least up here, people seem to still be boycotting a bit.
Well, there's still a lot of noise online, but that doesn't mean it relates to anything online.
In the real world, right?
Yeah, and that's just, it seems like there's a lot of noise on the internet often does not equate to anything in the real world.
Yeah, I'm just going on my own experience, and I remember that parking lot just being slammed, and it is not slammed. There's like one side of it is full enough, but the other side, even Lori, she's like, wow, you're right. It used to just be packed, but our Costco is pretty fairly packed.
Oh my gosh!
And the gas lines are really long at Costco.
Well, it is noticeably cheaper.
Yeah.
I don't care because I have a Prius.
Right, I know you do.
Except my Prius gas, I actually have to replace my gas tank because the sensors are all shot.
Uh huh.
And you can't replace the sensors; you have to replace the whole thing. But thankfully, since the gas tank, is like a quart in size, it's only $400 to replace the whole
thing.
Prius
holes is a quart of gas?
I'm joking.
Oh, you're joking. I was like astonished.
Okay. However, mm-hmm. this will still probably blow your mind. It's a 9-gallon gas tank.
9 gallons. Wow. And how long does that last you in the Prius?
6 or 7 years.
6 or 7 years. A tank of gas?
I don't know. It's over 400 miles. It's like, it's not, it's drop in the bucket.
Yeah, compared. Drop in the tank. Yeah, compared.
So anyway, the funny thing is I was at Costco filling up the gas. So mm-hmm. and what happens now is because the sensor's kind of messed up, the inbound sensor,
mm-hmm.
if I just squeeze the pump
mm-hmm.
like normal,
mm-hmm.
it cuts off immediately. I get like a tenth of a gallon. I get less than a tenth of a gallon before it cuts off. So if I have to gingerly hold it there, and literally it takes me 10 minutes to fill it up.
Uh-huh.
To put 7 gallons in, it takes me 10 minutes because I have to squeeze a little bit just so it can like dribble in. And even at that point, the other sensor's now broken, so that the cutoff sensor's messed up, even though that should mostly be on the pump side. Uh-huh. So what happens is I get to 8 gallons. I'm like, there's no way I'm putting this much gas in. I've never put this much gas in. So I pull it out before it cuts off.
Right.
And it like burps at me. Like gas is coming back out of the tank.
I've done that.
Really?
Yeah, I have done that.
Is your gas tank busted?
No, I've just done that because I've pulled it out and then like put pressure on it again. I don't know what I've done, but I have overfilled. I haven't overfilled. Actually, I should say I used to do that. Maybe the newer pumps, I'm not doing that. I have not done that with the Escape. So I've not done that since 2017. So retract that statement.
Well, you used to do it though regularly. I've never done that before because
I would just put the thing. Yeah, I would just overpump and it was stilly.
You would just jam your thing wherever you could, wouldn't you? And you would
leave
pump
it there and just leave it there.
Keep pumping and keep pumping. You don't care what she says.
No, stop. What should we do, James? What should we do today?
So I think Costco
mm-hmm.
is regretting closing that other location a couple years ago in here in Phoenix.
Oh, yeah. The one up by Crystal?
I don't know. Yeah. And I don't know how they fix this because they can't put more lanes in. I think they just need to open another Costco. Maybe they could buy Target.
That'd be fine by me. I don't know why they did that. It seemed like an error in judgment when they closed that Christown store because that place was hopping.
It was always hopping.
I'm sure they had their corporate you right. know, whatevers. They're, but
they're smart people. Yeah. I'm assuming there was some reason for it.
Yeah, maybe it was the building. One of them. Who knows what it was? But yeah, but I have missed in my mind sometimes. Do you still default to that Costco? Because I didn't go there often.
Oh no.
I mean, but I
never went there.
Oh, you never went.
No, it was
you
too
do
far 44th from me,
Street.
I nearly bought a house that was like two blocks from it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'd bought that house and they closed it, I would have been beside myself.
Right. Right.
It's bizarre that that's what my life has come to, that without Costco, I will die.
Is your Costco showing any signs of shortages?
I mean, I think they could raise their annual fee to $1,000 and I would pay without blinking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, me too. Absolutely. But have you seen any shortages on the shelves? Any indications that things are awry?
Not recently.
Right. I haven't either.
Finally, it feels like Target just this year recovered from COVID, because up until earlier this year, there were still lots of places on the shelving that was empty.
Right. I'm noticing.
Like that was a regular occurrence. I could walk into Target and I could point to an empty, like an entire section of shelves that was empty.
That's interesting. I'm noticing that at one of the Fry's I'm going to.
I'm going to cut you off there, Catherine, because I'm feeling like we're getting to the weeds of our personal shopping.
I know. I'm just telling you. You can cut this out.
This is getting a little boring.
I'm bored.
Okay.
Yeah. I just wondered if you had noticed any shortages.
So please continue.
So please
Now that
continue.
We're boring.
Anyway. So that's it. I didn't have anything this week. I was just like overcome with emotion at my own situation here. Going to group homes for visits.
Well, maybe we'll try something next week. Maybe next week will be a little better.
I think we should plan something.
Well, I was going to say, I planned something, and I really didn't. I didn't have that many things. I had three TikToks that I sent you and an apology to Warhol. That was it.
Yeah.
There's not much to go on.
Yeah.
Until next week, bye.
Have a good day. Bye.